It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we're going to list music and interviews from the local bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll turn up tracks from Johnny Weasel and Vendetta Rose, who rocked House of Independence in Asbury Park on Saturday night. We'll also crank the latest from Morningside Lane. They're in action at House of Independence this Friday night. And rock photographer Mark Weiss and Metal Hall of Fame founder and CEO Pat Chez Waldo will call into the show. They're planning a huge event at the Middletown Arts Center on September 12th. And as we're now in August, I feel it's only fitting to kick off this week's show with Miss August on the 2021 Rat Rock calendar. I'm talking about Reality Suite lead singer Kimmy Hart. Check out her feature now on the front page of WRAT.com. And turn up this killer tune from Reality Suite. It's Kiss the Ring on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
You tear me up, you break me down like I'm made of glass. You shatter me now, you tear me. You're trying to fool, trying to look and be cool, but I see right through. You see these bloodshot eyes, cause you falsified all those lies. I will not kiss the ring. I will not. Fingers up. I don't need you telling me what's right. I've got my own two eyes. I will not kiss the ring. No precious. I'm unamused. Trying to look and be cool, but I see right through. I don't need you telling me what's right. I got my own two eyes. I will not kiss the ring. No pressure, tell no way to take fake friends. I will not pretend. Fingers up, kiss the ring. You tear me up, you break me down like I'm made of glass. You shatter.
Reality Suite with Kiss the Ring on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their Awaken Deluxe album now at realitysuite.com and check out lead singer Kimmy Hart, Miss August, in the 2021 Rat Rock Girl calendar. Find all the details now on the front page of WRAT.com. And congratulations again to Kimmy on this honor. We are very honored to have her. Joining us over the phone is rock photography legend Mark Weiss, author of The Decade That Rocked, and the founder, CEO of the Metal Hall of Fame, Pat Gesualdo. They're doing a special event over in Middletown at the Middletown Arts Center on September 12th. It's the Metal Hall of Fame 5th Anniversary Bash. Guys, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Mark, it's always cool talking to you. Pat, this is your first time on any of the Jersey Rock platforms, so welcome.
Thank you so much. What a great honor.
It's an honor to have you on here and everything you guys are doing. Now, of course, Mark, your Decade That Rocked exhibit, it's been running at the Middletown Arts Center since June. It's closing out in September. It was originally supposed to close out in August, but it's going a little bit longer for a very special reason. Gentlemen, tell us about what's going on September 12th over at the Middletown Arts Center.
Well, at the Middletown Arts Center, as part of Mark's wonderful exhibit, we are going to do our 5th anniversary bash for the Metal Hall of Fame, and we're also going to do a worldwide premiere live stream for the 2021 Metal Hall of Fame Annual Gala.
And I believe, well, there's a long list of people that are being inducted this year. One of them, though, is you, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Right, I didn't know us photographers got awards like this. So I'm honored to be the first photographer to be inducted.
When you've captured literally every image there is of an entire decade and more, I think that you're definitely more than eligible. And you're being inducted by none other than Dee Snider.
Yeah, my partner in crime. We definitely saw a lot during our time together in the '80s. So. In my first album cover, Stay Hungry, and we went to the TMRC. You know, I did the Come Out and Play, and we definitely rocked it up with some imagery.
And this whole ceremony, it's going to be a live stream video. It's the world premiere, and you've got a lot of high-octane people involved, performances and inductions from the likes of Metallica, Judas Priest, Anthrax. Paul Stanley is involved here. We just mentioned Dee Snider. Pat, tell us exactly how that's going to work out with the video premiere and the online stream.
Yeah, well, usually we do the annual gala in Anaheim, California. We're the official unofficial kickoff of the NAMM show every year. This year, because of COVID, it's been really kind of crazy, unfortunately, like everybody's been experiencing throughout the world. So we had to do a live stream, but we will be back 2022 for sure, next January at the Delta Marriott, where we do the gala every year from. But this year had to be a little special, had to be online. So we're going to do the live stream world premiere video for the 2021 gala, and that's going to, we're inducting Doc McGee. We're doing a special KISS induction with Doc McGee, Eric Carr, Bruce Kulick, and we're doing a special Iron Maiden induction with Blaze Bailey, Derek Riggs, who created Eddie and Paul Di'Anno. We're inducting them. We're inducting Triumph, of course, Mark, Marty Friedman, Stryper. So it's going to be a great, great live stream event for sure.
And before that even happens, noon to 2, it's going to be an awesome free-for-all featuring Eddie Trunk, our own Keith Roth. Mark, you're going to be up on stage as well for this Q&A. Guys, tell us about that.
Yeah. So what we figured is it's all about the fans, right? The Metal Hall of Fame has always been about those fans and always about those artists and industry executives, and in Mark's case, photographer, who have carried that flag for so long for hard rock and heavy metal. That's what the Metal Hall of Fame is all about. And this event, although everything is going to be video-wise, premiered on the live stream, we're doing a live segment of it with Eddie Trunk, and Keith Roth is going to be there, and Mark and I, and we're going to do, you know, a Q&A session, which will be great. That's always a lot of fun. There's going to be some surprise guests there as well, and just to answer any questions, that will be in the theater section of the Middletown Arts Center. They have a beautiful setup over there, and that's what we'll be doing from 12 to 3.
And that will lead up to the screening. So the red curtain will go up, and then there'll be the screen, the large, it's like a movie theater. And then after that, we're going to come back and have a wrap party on my exhibition that's been there all summer. So everyone that goes to the theater that gets a ticket will be able to go and you know, meet us a little more, you know, hands-on and take pictures with us and be around in the gallery area, which is right next door, and there's concessions there. There'll be, you know, food and drinks, and it's going to be a fun night for everyone.
The special part of this is going to be that Mark's exhibit, of course, Johannes, who is an artist, he's done over 350 album covers, everybody from Quiet Riot, Deep Purple, Fate's Warning, and so many others. He's going to have an exhibit there as well, some of his original artwork from the album covers. And then we're also going to have a Metal Hall of Fame exhibit too, which shows some of the wonderful times that we've had and some of the iconic moments that we've brought to hard rock and heavy metal. And we'll have that exhibit there as well.
And Johannes and I worked together heavily in the early decades. And so we've worked collaborative with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Styx and other bands. He also did an album cover for Allman Brothers. So he's a great artist. And he's also been involved with the Metal Hall of Fame as well as more of a hands-on. Do you want to talk about how he's involved with you, Pat?
Yes. Well, Johannes is also on the board, which is great, our board of directors. And, you know, it's all about the fans, as I mentioned. So we have two ways of finding out who's being inducted. One is and getting those inductions. One is from a fan vote, and the other one is also from our board of directors. And those two combined is how we find who we have to induct every year.
And this whole event, it's free to the public. If people want to get tickets, though, because it's going to sell out even though it's free, tickets are available at info@themetalhalloffame.org. I believe there's only like 300 tickets to go, so get them right now while you can. Again, that's info@themetalhalloffame.org. Now, while this is free, though, we're doing a suggested donation. Well, it's not even suggested. You don't have to donate if you want, but I think everyone should donate because it's going to a great cause, the DAD program, Drums and Disabilities. Tell us about this.
Well, the DAD program is something that near and dear to my heart, something that Mayor Bloomberg helped me launch in 2004 with the New Jersey Commissioner of Education. And the DAD program, Drums and Disability, is where I use my pioneering healing art of drum therapy techniques. I pioneered the healing art of drum therapy some years ago. And the DAD program focuses on helping special needs children, adults, and wounded veterans. So we provide free therapy services, advocacy services. There's never ever a charge for any of that in a way to help those special needs children and adults and wounded veterans who need that help so badly for a variety of ways. Sometimes a child has an issue in school, so we help with their special education curriculum. We'll rewrite that. Sometimes a special needs population might have an issue with maybe being bullied, unfortunately. I've had several high-profile cases, unfortunately, where children have been bullied and throughout the country. So we provide those services as well as an advocate. And then just the therapeutic intervention. I train psychologists, brain surgeons, occupational therapists, physical therapists, behavioral therapists, musicians in the modalities of drum therapy. I'm the only one that can train them and certify them as a drum therapist. And then I help them implement the DAD program and the drum therapy techniques into schools, hospitals, mental health facilities, and community centers throughout the world. I have the program in over 15 countries. And that's where we try to help and do the best job that we can. And that is, the DAD program is the parent company of the Metal Hall of Fame.
If somebody wants to find out more about the DAD program, or if they'd like to donate right now, is there a way they can do so?
Yeah, DADprogram.org.
And we're looking forward to having you guys on the on-air show this September ahead of the event. Mark Weiss, author of The Decade That Rocked. Check out the exhibit running now through September 12th over at the Middletown Arts Center. And Pat Gesualdo of the Metal Hall of Fame. We cannot wait for the Metal Hall of Fame 5th Anniversary Bash, in which Mark will be inducted by Dee Snider September 12th at the Middletown Arts Center. Tickets are free, but you have to reserve them in advance. Get them now by emailing info@themetalhalloffame.org. Find it on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock a band that performed at the Metal Hall of Fame and at Weiss Fest back in June. Here's Kodiak on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. On the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. And Vendetta Rose is currently working on brand new material with Paul Ritchie over at the New Future Studio in Belmar. Keep an eye on that at VendettaRoseBand.com. They turned in an epic performance at House of Independence the other night alongside Big Tom and the Guns for the Johnny Weasel release show. And speaking of that awesome show at House of Independence, let's rock the band that put it all together. Here's Johnny Weasel on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Podcast. Check out that track now on all streaming platforms. Learn more at facebook.com/MorningsideLaneNJ. And don't miss Morningside Lane this Friday, August 6th, over at House of Independence in Asbury Park. They're rocking the house in support of Jersey Rock Band of the Week, Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds Band, who after close to a year in waiting are finally getting to do their Nightbird Motel album release show. Jersey Rock Video of the Week artist Natalie Farrell is also on the bill. Tickets are available now at houseofindependence.com. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That is it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Club Rat is free to join. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State talent, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on any of the Jersey Rock platforms, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.